My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fam. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here. Some of you were very happy about the open. Some of you were very upset about the open. That's kind of what sports talk is. Let's talk about the Kansas City Chiefs. We will talk Chiefs a majority of the show today. We will bounce back to the Royals at some point. I was at the game yesterday. I actually had a great time at the game yesterday. Everything other than, I don't know, how the game turned out yesterday, we'll talk about that. I also don't think there is as many reasons to panic as some of you do about the Kansas City Royals, but we will get to that in coming up in just a bit. All right, there are a couple of different things that I want to play for you guys related to the Kansas City Chiefs, because you guys tell me all the time when we discuss this that I'm crazy. Now, I don't think that I'm this crazy about this. I would like to point this out. I am overly optimistic and positive about the Chiefs and almost every area that you can heading into this season. There's no reason to be anything other than that. I love their quarterback. I like their run game. I like the additions that they've made to the wide receiver room. Their offensive line is good. There's a lot of things to like about this year's Kansas City Chiefs team. I think they're the best team in the NFL. I got them as the one seed. I got to say all that because you guys never hear that part before the butt. But I do have some questions about their secondary. And when you lose a corner as good as Legarius Sneed, I feel sometimes that I'm the only one that's like, hey, maybe they're going to miss that guy this season. Some of you don't feel that way, and that's okay. You tell me that I'm crazy. I'm cornered out on the text line. Well, you know what? I want to play a couple pieces of audio just to show you that I am not the only person that feels this way. Nate Taylor, you guys trust him, right? Nate Taylor has been to every Chiefs game for the last 6 years. He covers the team. Nobody knows the Chiefs better than our guy, Nate Taylor. You can hear him every Friday at 4 on this show. He, too, is also concerned about the corners.
I got to be honest, Diana, I don't totally feel confident about the defense.
Oh.
For a couple reasons. Because I've seen them every day. One of the more notable statistics, I guess you could say, ahead of this game is the Chiefs starters, whoever the 11th guy is on the field on defense when that game starts on Thursday night, that will be their first snap together all year. You still got George Karlaftis, you still got Chris Jones, but those two guys are going to have to do a lot of the damage Thursday night because I'm just not sure how the back end is going to look quite because the corner situation has not really been resolved.
Is Nate Taylor crazy too? I don't try to sit here and come up with ways to poke holes in the Chiefs. I really don't. I know some of you think I do that. I promise you I don't. I got to look at the Chiefs objectively, fair and balanced. The one thing that concerns me a little bit about this team is the back half of that secondary and their cornerback room. Their cornerback room, if we are just looking at it on paper, is noticeably worse than it was last year. Now, if you're telling me that they're going to blend that with pressure up front and George Karlaftis is going to take a big step forward. Mike Dana is going to get pressure. You'll get something from Felix Onyedike Uzomah, and you are going to disguise a lot of pressure and blitzes to make up for what you don't have on the back end. Okay, that's fair. I'll listen to that. But if I am a team that has a lot of weapons, if I'm Cincinnati, for example, in week two, and maybe Baltimore can take advantage of this in week one because they do have weapons, I'm testing that secondary to see if you're really about it. Hey, I don't trust that you guys are two or three deep at the cornerback room, and we think that our weapons are better than you guys. That's what we think. We think that our weapons are better and stronger than you are, and we feel very, very confident that we are going to be able to get to you as a team. And we think that we are going to be able to throw the ball on you guys, and we don't think you're going to be able to do anything about it. That's really the only weakness that I see today with their team. I don't see anything else. I don't think they have the best linebacker core in the National Football League, but let's see how the games play itself out to see if linebacker is an issue for this team. But right now, I'm looking at that cornerback room, and I see Trent McDuffie, who was an all-pro last year, and I see a bunch of other question marks. And I don't know if you have a guy right now who can line up one-on-one on the outside up against some of the better wide receivers in the league. That's not really what they asked Trent McDuffie to do consistently. He played more nickel, played more on the inside. Snead can line up on the outside against your Tyreek Hill, against your Davante Adams, and also if you needed to move to the inside, he could do that as well. So I don't want to be Chicken Little to start today's show. I'm actually in a really good mood today. But Rob, if I had to point to just one cause for concern, one thing I'm looking at Kansas City, and I'm happy that Nate at least validated me, and I'm going to play Jeff Chedia, who said almost the exact same thing that Nate Taylor has. The one weakness that I see for the Chiefs heading into the season is that cornerback room.
Listen, to the date, I have been one that has pushed back on the notion against the idea that corner is one that's going to cost them the Super Bowl, because Brett Veach's track record is so good at corner. They have made corner a plug-and-play position his entire tenure. People were sweating. What happens when Kendall Fuller leaves? They were fine. I was someone that was like, hey, what happens when Charvarius Ward leaves? They were fine. They seem to draft corners in the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth round and turn them into stars. Trent McDuffie broke the mold. He was a first-round pick, and he is an all-pro. When L'Jarius Sneed got drafted, there was no hype about Sneed, but he became an oh-wow kind of guy. They have consistently punched above their weight class at corner. So I have always felt like, you know what? They'll be fine. But I'll say this. Nate Taylor says, I'm out there every day, and I have questions. Man, that is alarm bells to me. Absolute alarm bells, because he sees it every day. He sees practice. Now, maybe the Chiefs wide receivers are all pros, and we just didn't know it. But if Joshua Williams, Jalen Watson, Nazi Johnson, whatever group,
it's the same guys
up
that we've been seeing.
Exactly.
That's what it is. I mean, their cornerback room is the same cornerback room that they had last year, and they have basically swapped out L'Jarius Sneed for Nazi Johnson. It's all the names that you've been seeing before. They didn't add anybody new. Now, we'll see. It's next man up mentality. We'll see if those guys can step into the role, but you know they're cornerbacks if you've been watching this tape. Trent McDuffie, Joshua Williams, Jalen Watson, Nazi Johnson. Trent McDuffie is put him in the certainty category. Jalen Watson was playing with the fourth string guys in the last preseason game. He was in the fourth quarter of the game. He's one of the corners that you are depending on in this upcoming season. Nazi Johnson is a seventh round guy that didn't play last season because he tore his ACL. There's question marks on the back half of this team. So this weekend I was filling in on Sirius and I had Jeff Chedia on the show. We can't have him on our show here at 6:10, but I can have him on that show. And I told him I was picking the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl because I don't know who else you can pick out of the AFC. I don't know who else makes sense. He said that he is not picking the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl. He is picking another team. I want to play for you his logic.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm picking against him. I think for all the reasons you just mentioned, that it's very hard to win three in a row. It's never happened in the Super Bowl era. I'd push back and say, I don't know if we know they're better yet. It feels as if we've given them a lot of love for Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy without really seeing these guys playing in this offense. And it took Rashee Rice a long time to figure out how to deliver in this system last year, and Hollywood Brown is already hurt. And so I think we still have to see what happens with Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown. And I think their defense at corners is a big problem, because they really haven't found a way to replace LeJarius Sneed yet. And their depth really is not very good. So they got to stay healthy. And that's been the biggest reason they've been able to win these last two championships. They haven't had the injury bug hit them. If it hits them, I think their backups, without having guys like Mike Edwards around and Charles Omenihue being hurt, and I think that could be a big factor in them struggling if they don't win it.
That was Jeff Chedid. He is picking the Cincinnati Bengals to go to the Super Bowl. A lot of the reason is he's just going against the corners. A lot of you on the text line are saying, C-Dot, you do this every year about the corners. I would contend I did not do this last year about the corners, but that's perfectly fine. Their cornerback room is usually better than the one that they're putting together right now. Now, I think we all at some point underestimated how good LeJarius Sneed was, but I think it is fair to point out with this team, they did not replace LeJarius Sneed. Their cornerback room is the same as it was last year, minus who could have been their best corner. If this was any other unit on the team, Rob, we would have a little bit of concern here. Who do you trust to step in and fill in that role? Like, if you're on the text line right now, 913-586-7965, and you were saying, Carrington, shut up, we're not worried about this, Spags is going to figure it out. Who do you think he figures it out with? Because we already know about McDuffie. You got to figure it out with some combination of Joshua Williams, Jalen Watson, and Nazi Johnson. That's really it for you in the cornerback room. I don't know if you're trusting Jaden Hicks to at least be a cover corner in that way. Seems like more of a safety, but is going to be versatile. And there's a lot of things that I like about him. I don't know if you're trusting him to really cover on the outside and be that number one. One reason why their defense was so versatile last season and why it was the best defense that we've seen them have is you got great pressure up front. It's one of the better pass rushes that we've seen from that team. And you had three legitimate guys who could get to the quarterback in the second half of the season with Carl Loftus, Chris Jones, and Charles Omenihue. Your defense is going to be very good if that's the foundation. And you had two legitimate number one corners last year on your team. At least in some of the areas that matter most, they did not replace some of their key pieces from last season.
I think a lot of the text line's confidence at corner, despite the names being all the same, is the track record of Brett Veach. And it's the track record of Brett Veach with players you've never heard of. Because, Carrington, Trent McDuffie is the only one that you ever said, not just you, but everyone ever said, oh, that's a known commodity. But They replaced Bashaud Breeland and Kendall Fuller with Charvarius Ward and Legarius Sneed. They didn't miss a beat. They replaced Charvarius Ward with Jalen Watson and Joshua Williams. They didn't miss a beat. They've replaced guys all the time with mid to late round picks, and those mid to late round picks have become dudes. Not just like, you know, Daniel Sorensen, gritty, fun role player that fans like. They've become viable NFL players. So I think Chiefs fans, or the text line at least, is looking at the depth chart and they say Trent McDuffie, known commodity, and then they have a seventh round pick and they have a mid round pick and they have another seventh round pick. Well, if Brett Veach in the late rounds found corners, I promise they'll be good, because that is historically what he's done. It might be flawed logic, but they are taking the trend. What's the gambling term? You either ride the trend or get out of the way. I think Chiefs fans, with Brett Veach's success at corner, are riding the trend.
I mean, I'm reading the text line, 913-586-7965. The text line is telling me that I'm crazy. CDOT, what's going on? The sky was falling earlier because of the Royals. Now the sky is falling because of the corner. CDOT, why are you being a Debbie Downer? Okay, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm here to point things out. That last year you guys told me Legarius Sneed was the best corner in the league. They lost Legarius Sneed and they did not replace him this year. Yeah, maybe that's a problem. I feel like I'm in the wrong. Nate, and Jeff Chedid are all on one side, standing together. Everybody else is on the other side of this. I'm not even saying that that's going to be the reason. If they don't reach their heights, that will be one of the reasons, is the inexperience in that cornerback room. What could hold this team back from winning the Super Bowl other than injuries? Like, if you're being honest, the Chiefs lose in the playoffs to whomever you think they lose to. What would be the reason that they lose aside from injuries? Because injuries is the number one reason why I think they would lose. I don't think there is a team in the AFC that beats Kansas City straight up. Tomorrow against the Ravens, I am picking them to win. The number one reason I am picking them to win is everybody on this team is practicing right now other than Hollywood Brown. If that's the case, where their injury report is as clean as it is now, they are beating every team in the National Football League. I don't care where that game is.
To be fair, though, that's not a thing that happens in the NFL. No team in the NFL has the clean bill of health in week 12, 13. I'm not saying players are out, but I'm not saying this is what you're saying, but if you are a Chiefs fan, you're saying, well, the clean bill of health is going to make them unstoppable. No team in the NFL has the clean bill of health for 17 weeks.
No,
it doesn't happen.
100%.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.